Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Investigators are trying to figure out what caused the fire at a row house in South Philadelphia yesterday. It tragically killed 12 people, including 8 children. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy spoke to reporters yesterday.
I've been around for 35 years now, and this is probably one of the worst fires I've ever been to.
For the latest, let's talk to Aaron Mozell. He is a reporter at member station WHYY. And Aaron, what do we know about why this fire was so deadly?
Scott, officials with the Philadelphia Fire Department have said the fire was so deadly in part because of just how quickly it ripped through the duplex. Firefighters did arrive on scene just minutes after the blaze was reported. This is shortly before 7 a.m. But Deputy Commissioner Murphy said there really wasn't anything inside the property to stop the flames from spreading throughout the row home. It just went up really fast. And so by the time firefighters got the blaze under control, about an hour later, we see this tragic loss of life.
Have the authorities said anything about a possible cause of the fire?
We are still waiting on that. There have been some media reports out there that the fire possibly started after a Christmas tree was set on fire. But the Philadelphia Fire Department has not confirmed that and continues to say that the source of the fire really remains this big open question for investigators.
Aaron, you spoke to some people at the scene. Isaiah Brown had 5 relatives in the building and they died in this fire. Let's hear what he had to say.
They're babies, man. Young children, you know what I'm saying? Didn't even get the experience of life, so.
So what more can you tell us about the people who lost their lives in this fire?
Yeah, for now we still have pretty limited information. Officials have yet to release the names and the ages of these victims. But, you know, from talking to relatives like Brown, it sounded like this was a really tight-knit family. I was told that they traveled everywhere together as a big group and that, you know, a lot of these adults really had high hopes for children in the house. They had grown up in sort of under tough circumstances in other neighborhoods and were hoping kind of that their children could rise above kind of those circumstances that they had to deal with and kind of create and forge better lives for themselves. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they won't get that chance.
Now, this row house is owned by the Philadelphia Housing Authority. There were 26 people living in there. It's designed as a duplex, I gather. That is a lot of people. Do we know why there were so many?
Yes. So, just to break it down, there were 8 people on the first floor, and then there were, we were told there were 18 living on the unit that occupied the second and third floors. To be sure, right, like you said, it is a lot of people, but in Philadelphia, it's by no means an unusual circumstance. You know, Philadelphia is the poorest big city in the country. Advocates say, you know, we're in the midst of this affordable housing crisis. And so for many of these families, it's either cram into an apartment or, you know, be unhoused, stay with relatives or living on the street. So, you know, taking that all into consideration, we do see throughout the city a lot of low-income families, living with a lot of folks, living with a lot of their relatives, just so they can keep a roof over their head.
Yeah. Now, it turns out there were smoke detectors, battery-operated smoke detectors in the building, but they didn't work. What more are you learning about the inquiry into what happened in the smoke detectors?
Yeah, it's hard to say what happened there. I mean, the Philadelphia Housing Authority, which we said owns this property, didn't say much yesterday, but one of the things they did say was that the last time that they inspected this building in May of 2021, that all the smoke detectors were working. So it's unclear kind of what happened between then and now and why these battery-operated devices were just not operational at the time of this huge, tragic blaze.
Indeed, tragic. We will continue to follow this story. That is WHYY reporter Aaron Mozell. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much.